think of a Dutch oven being anything else unless, well, enameled cast iron. But I've heard people call them bean pots, but I think that's northern usage, because we wouldn't call it that.
What about something along that line, but bigger, that use for washing clothes?
Well, that's a wash bucket or a wash tub, probably a wash bucket. You mean a great big pot with a bail handle?
No, the be too big to carry. It's made out of cast iron.
Oh, like a wash kettle? They used to use those, but
okay.
I've never seen one in use. Now, we have a big thing that my grandmother uses that she always carried the wet wash to the line with. She'd get it out of the washing machine and then put it in this big, hers was aluminum, but it was about, probably 2 feet across, maybe bigger. It was big enough that you could put your arms all the way around it. And about maybe 15, 16 inches deep. And she called that the wash bucket. And she also called it the preserving kettle. It was a wash bucket when you were going to carry laundry in it, and it was a preserving kettle when you were going to cook in it and make jam in it.
What was it made out of?
Aluminum. Hers was. I don't know. I don't think you could pick up anything cast iron that big.
No. She would just, for preserving,
it fit over two burners of the stove. It was that big on the bottom that she would put it sort of across two burners in it, and they would heat the sides of the kettle, and she would make plum jam in it and various kinds of conserves and preserves.
What would you keep flowers in if you had them cut?
A vase.
Okay. Would you ever call that vase?
Never. I think that's pretentious.
What if you're setting a table next to each plate, what would the eating utensils be?
Well, you'd have a knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
I use a dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
I use a dish towel.
And to bathe your face with?
A wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
In
or a hand towel. If a bath towel is big and a hand towel is small.
Do you ever use the term face towel?
Never. My grandmother, the one that came from Comanche, Texas, uses face towel sometimes.
To refer to what?
To what I call a hand towel.
Mm-hmm. Not the wash rag.
No. Now, some people call them washcloths, and when I was working on my little survey, I found that there were a number of people who thought that wash rag was somehow the wrong term, that wasn't polite company speech, and they would say washcloth. They'd say, well, it's really a washcloth, but I say wash rag, and I know I'm wrong. I'd say, no, you're not wrong. It's whatever you want to call it. But we always said wash rag.
Uh-huh. What would you use to... If you wanted to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth.
A funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
whip or a quirt. We'd use a quirt over here. That's a little braided, short whip.
It's not a riding crop, is it?
It might be. I don't know what the distinction would be. I would think they'd be very similar.
Does anyone around here ride English?
Yes, there are a lot of people who do for the horse shows and things like that. But basically, most of it's Western saddles and tackle.
When you're riding on the horse, you guide him with the
reins.
And when you're driving a horse, you have the...
I think you still have the reins.
And
but they're longer reins because they have to go back to the wagon seat.
And your feet are in the...
in the stirrups.
And